Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Reverend Marcy Ann. And, of course, as those of you who listen to my show know, that those are those wonderful bells from down at the mission in San Juan Capistrano, started a long time ago, long before California was a state, by Father Junipero. And they still have services every week, and my brother is married to identical twins who are devout Catholics, and the last time they came and visited, I took them to the Mass at the mission, and they were actually served their communion by the priest, and they were thrilled, just thrilled. So they ring those bells, you know, for all kinds of different occasions, a wedding, if they have a wedding, or if it's a special, you know, spiritual holiday, or if a child is confirmed. And so I just happened to be there one Sunday morning. I was having breakfast at the restaurant across the street, and boy, there those bells started to ring, and I got out my phone as quick as I could and recorded them, and I use them now as openings and closings for my show, and especially when there's something very wonderful, which, like what I'm going to tell you about today. Okay, so our message today is from Jesus, and he said, anywhere, for any reason, if you feel fear or anxiety, loss, frustration or stress, disgust, anger, regret, or any other challenging human emotion, just whisper my name in loving trust and call upon me. This simple prayer can restore your awareness of the presence of my Father's Spirit within you and bring you back to peace with joy. When you trustingly whisper my name, the heavenly hosts are instantly on alert, and the power of my name to bless you is beyond your understanding. And John 14:13 says, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. And John 14:14, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. I mean, anything includes everything. Okay, so the story that I got was my youngest daughter lives in Omaha, Nebraska. And a couple of weeks ago, they had a really bad storm with 90-mile-an-hour winds, which took down a lot of trees in town and took out the power for 180,000 people. Well, my daughter had just invested $3,600 to reinforce the foundation of her house to keep water from getting into the lower level of the house. And part of the solution included installing sump pumps, which, of course, require electricity. And 2 days of heavy rain were forecast after this initial storm went through. So she was facing that, and she had just bought half of a cow. She has a big freezer in her garage, and she buys a half a cow at a time, which is $400, and they cut it all up, and she puts it, you know, freezes it in the freezer in the garage. Well, I get this frantic call from her. Mom, I need a generator. But 180,000 other people are also looking for one here in Omaha. So I said, ask God for a generator in Jesus' name. So she did. And within 2 minutes, and I am not kidding about this, within 2 minutes, one of the service riders at the Honda dealership where she works came to her desk and said, Margie, do you need a generator? You can borrow mine. And his boss told him to go home and get it for her. And when he got back, Margie's boss said, go home and plug it in. All within 2 minutes. I love it. I love it. Oh, so you can ask for anything in Jesus' name if you're Jesus' friend. Jesus has already chosen you as his friend. And all we need to do is accept the friendship, and then we have the right to go to the Father in Jesus' name, just like Jesus did while he was here on earth. So anyway, I hope you were as blessed by this story as I am as the mother of this, of my daughter. But it just took 2 minutes. So for that, I'm going to ring the bells again.